Unfortunately, the House of Representatives completely failed America's cattle producers this week on the transportation bill. This is an amendment that we have been working on for years now, even going back to previous action on highway transportation bills. Our request was very simple. We want to try to find ways to be as efficient as possible in moving cattle around the country. And when you look at the 80,000-pound limit that is currently placed on semi-tractors, we know that we could add additional weight in conjunction with an additional axle and have trucks that were actually safer than what we have on the roads right now. But unfortunately, we had groups like America's Railroads who came out against us because they felt that this was going to cut into their ability to stay competitive. Unfortunately, they forget that we don't move cattle, nor do we move beef on the railroads anymore. So this was definitely a slap in the face to us. Now, we're going to continue to push on this because the science is very clear that adding weight to these trailers with additional axle is something that we can get done and have less wear and tear on the roads than we currently do. And also, we need to make sure these members of Congress understand that they have put us at a competitive disadvantage because incoming container traffic and import traffic can get a special permit to run at over 80,000 pounds. So these are international conglomerates that are going to be able to get permits over us as a domestic industry. And it's just unfortunate that the House did not take action.